Federal Independent MP Rob Oakeshott is not a happy man and says the Prime Minister has reneged on a deal made with him on political donations and funding reform. He's angry that the major parties, so at odds with each other on so many issues, have managed to do a deal to give themselves more money. The government arrangement with the opposition gives parties and independents $1 for every vote they receive over the electoral cycle. What's more, the legislation will be backdated and will be paid quarterly, ensuring millions of dollars will be paid out in time for the federal election. The Independent MP, Rob Oakeshott, is speaking here to AM's Naomi Woodley.
Why they have felt they need to cut a deal with the Liberal National Party and fold on a $5,000 threshold, it beggars belief.
We understand that the bill will be backdated to the 1st of April, which will effectively give all MPs in Parliament at the moment, including yourself, but the major parties, some funding before the election. What's your response to that?
Oh, the irony of the 1st of April. You know, that really is symbolic of what seems to be going on over the last 48 hours and whatever this cushy little deal is that's been cut by both parties. You know, going to quarterly payments seems to be incredibly convenient to fit in with the timetable of elections. And I just urge voters and listeners to your radio station to contact your local MPs and place value on this and say it's unacceptable and you want change.
But you accept that something had to be done, just not this. Is that your position?
More than that. In Section 3 of a certain agreement reached 3 years ago under promoting open and accountable government, an agreement was reached with the government to do a number of political donation reforms, and I can only see one, maybe two of those being achieved, and we're certainly a long way short of what was agreed of getting this threshold down to $1,000. It is a breach of the agreement reached with me and other crossbenchers by the Prime Minister.
And it's the latest breach. How do you feel about that agreement now and all of the hope that you placed in it during that long famous speech? You seem to have so much optimism then, given that we're almost through this parliamentary term, as you say, with another breach of that agreement. What's your feeling about what's happened over the past 3 years?
Oh, we've achieved a lot. You know, there's a lot of white noise. There's been a lot of destabilising attempted by a lot of people. But I think there's a handful of people who can hold their heads very high that Australia has achieved a lot of reform in the national interest over the last 3 years. As far as the agreement, most of it has been delivered and honoured by the Prime Minister. But some of these key issues, whether it's a leaders' debate commission, whether it's political donation reform, most of them around open and accountable government, ironically, seem to have either gone into the too hard basket or, you know, have been compromised by unnecessary events such as cutting a deal with the Liberal National Party for no reason. So that's for them to explain. I remain optimistic about my country, about my parliament and about my democracy. No events will ever get in the way of that.
Have you made a final decision yet about whether you're going to run on the 14th of September?
We're still talking it through and, you know, I'll get through these 2 weeks of parliament and have a good think about it. Quite genuinely and without it being too clichéd, I got elected nearly 3 years ago to be a 3-year member of parliament, not a 2.5-year member of parliament. I am disappointed that a lot of the politics and a lot of the politicians seem to be in campaign mode already. We've still got plenty of work to do over the final 12 to 15 sitting days. There's a backlog of legislation. Let's get on with the job and worry about the ballot box later.
The Independent MP Rob Oakeshott speaking to Naomi Woodley. AM requested an interview from the minister responsible, the Attorney General Mark Dreyfus, but his office says he's not available because of logistical issues. Another Independent MP, Tony Windsor, also spoke about the proposed electoral funding legislation this morning, and he's as upset about the changes as Mr. Oakeshott.
If people out there have some concern about their democracy, I think they should start to get a little bit concerned about this particular issue, because all this is doing is locking in the two giants, the two major parties, so that they have this massive advantage over anybody else who wants to enter the playing field. That's what it's about. They're quite comfortable having both sides of the tennis court occasionally, but they don't want other players in the pack. So that's what this is all about.
So you're relying on public support or public campaigning to get these amendments up?
Yes, and I think there'll be a bit of action within the political parties themselves. I've been speaking to people from both sides of the fence. They don't like this. And the reason they don't like it is that they know their constituents don't like it. So why are they being run by the boffins at the top again? You know, well, there's a lot of decent people in this building, and this puts a smear and a slur on all of us. And I just see what public opinion does, and there may well be some changes.
John
and just remember, this is a hung parliament.
Tony Windsor in Canberra a short time ago.